The 2020 holidays are going to be a little different this year. A little quieter. A little smaller. As we rethink our holidays, Mall of America rethought Thanksgiving week. Introducing 8 days of giving, kicking off our holiday season with generosity and community in mind. Each day focuses on a different kind of giving, from supporting charities to shopping locally owned stores to treating yourself with kindness too. And it's all at Mall of America. Get giving and celebrating at mallofamerica.com.
Crisco, Dez, and Ryan.
After hours.
Oh, we're all so excited to go to Thanksgiving dinner. Yes, I was asking our cook downstairs, because you're a cook and that's what you do every day all day, do they at least give you a break on Thanksgiving, or do they make you cook? He said, oh, no, I have to make the gravy and the green bean casserole.
Yes, of course he does. He's a professional.
Yeah, but the gravy is one of the most important parts, because you can screw that up and it's doomed.
I know. I'm so glad I learned last year when I hosted Thanksgiving for the first time. So we'll see if I can nail it again.
Oh, Dez, I think it's going to be a complete dumpster fire.
Hey!
Yeah, you had a lot of help last year.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, I didn't do the turkey. I did one turkey, but then Taylor did the turkey, the real Thanksgiving.
Yeah. So. Well, they were asking online, and this went viral, what three of these items could you live without at Thanksgiving? So the 9 items you have to choose from, and okay, you got to live without 3.
No, you have to pick 3.
Oh, you can only have 3?
You can only
pick 3. Oh, that's not what you said.
I might have typed it fast, sorry.
Okay, so you can only have 3, Dez, so pick your 3. Stuffing, mashed potatoes, sweet potatoes, cranberry sauce, bread, green bean casserole, mac and cheese, corn, and salad.
I will pick
salad.
Stuffing, mashed potatoes, and macaroni and cheese.
What?
Really?
Those are my 3.
Stuffing, mashed potatoes, mac and cheese.
Yep.
Really?
Oh, man. I'm stuffing, green bean casserole, and corn.
Corn?
Yes, I love corn.
But you can have corn anytime. Like, I'm never going to whip up a side of stuffing.
Yeah, well, I was going to say mac and cheese. You eat it all the time.
Yeah, but I really like it.
I think you got to go stuffing. It's the best time of the year. It's the only time you really have it. I mean, you don't break out stuffing in July, do
never,
you?
Never, never, never.
I would have to go stuffing as well.
What else?
It's a tough choice.
Well, I love Vaughn's mashed potatoes.
I mean, you can't.
Because they're made with boursin.
Yep. Yes.
And they're just really, really yummy. And then, green bean casserole.
Yeah, you have to go green bean casserole.
See, that? It's very unpopular, but I don't really care about green bean casserole.
How do you not like green bean casserole? It's tater tot hot dish without tater tots.
Well, if you give me the tater tots.
Sorry. Or beef.
Or the meat and the potatoes are out of it. That's the only thing missing.
And cheese.
And cheese.
I just don't like it. Well, some of them put it on there.
Not that at all.
So it's actually not tater tot hot dish.
No, it is. There's cheese. I've never had green bean casserole without cheese on it.
What?
Ooh. Yeah.
Huh. Well, you add a little cheese and add like 2 servings of the crunchy onions on top. Maybe you could pull me to your side.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, done.
All right. Well, hopefully people are very smart around Thanksgiving.
Yeah, I really hope that this doesn't just become like a big deal and people are like, I had 60 people over.
How amazing that November is officially the worst month of the pandemic so far since it started. And we're only halfway through the month.
Yeah, we haven't even gotten to the worst thing that's going to cause the strife.
Yeah, the spread. And then there was this article in the newspaper. It's called The Freedom to Not Wear a Mask. Did you see this, Dez?
I didn't.
It's called The Freedom Cafe. Have you heard of The Freedom Cafe?
Oh, boy.
We trust you to make your own choices if you want to wear a face mask. And in the same spirit of individual liberty, we allow our staff to make their own choices about the safety procedures they prefer to follow as they prepare and serve your food. This is the Freedom Cafe, after all. We encourage employees to wash their hands after using the bathroom, but understand that some people may be allergic to certain soaps or may simply prefer not to wash their hands. It is not our place to tell them what to do, right? We understand that you may be used to chicken that's been cooked to 165 degrees. We do have to respect that some of our cooks may have seen a meme on a YouTube video saying that 100 degrees is fine. And we do not want to encroach on their beliefs.
Oh boy.
Some servers may wish to touch your food as they serve it. There's no reason that a healthy person with clean hands can't touch your food. We will take their word for it if they are healthy and clean. Oh, and water temperature and detergent are highly personal choices, and we allow our dishwashing team to decide how they prefer to wash the silverware that you put in your mouth. Okay. Some of you may get sick, but almost everyone survives food poisoning. We think you'll agree that it's a small price to pay for the sweet freedom of no one ever being told what to do, and especially not for the silly reason of keeping strangers healthy.
Oh,
wow. Well,
damn.
Well said.
Isn't that something? Did you see the other meme going around social media that explains the benefit of wearing a mask? If neither of you are wearing pants and your friend starts to pee on you, you're going to get wet. But if your friend is wearing pants and you're wearing pants, you can't get peed on.
That's a great analogy.
Really, yeah. Really makes it pretty crystal clear, doesn't it? I mean, that's an image. Now, yep. Let's say your friend still doesn't have pants on and pees on you, but you have pants on. Well, you're not going to get as wet. So you can see the benefit of wearing pants.
That is a great point.
Yeah, but
all great points.
You also see the benefit of both people wearing pants.
There is a big benefit. That's the main one. Yes, and if you're going to pee on yourself, let it run down your own damn leg.
Yeah, pee on your own damn self. Don't pee on your friends.
Oh, it's just a crazy world right now, isn't it? Just crazy. Ooh. And then I have to go in and have a big medical procedure through all of it, which is the craziest part of all. If you missed it this morning, I made the announcement that I will be leaving the show next Wednesday. That's my last day on the show for the rest of the year and part of next year, in fact.
Jeez.
So I have to go out for a orthopedic surgery. I need a joint replaced. This will be the second one now. First one was done 3 years ago. I wore it down. Not the new one is great.
Yeah.
Feeling great, guys.
Thank
Good.
God.
My original joint needs to be cut out of me and replaced with materials and put together. And I'll feel like $1 million because right now I feel like crap. I'm in pain. I have to constantly stretch and move around. I'm eating Advil like they're candy. I'm icing myself at night every night. I can't sleep. I can't walk. I can't do the stuff I used to do, so I am just miserable. My doctor said you've wore out all the cartilage. You're down to bone on bone. You need to have this surgery. So I'm having it on November 30th.
Now, how close of a comparison was this to your right hip?
The right side was a 9 out of 10 with pain. This one's probably at a 7-8 right in there. Some days it gets up to 9. But
too much.
Yeah.
Yes, when there's a way you can have it fixed and take away that pain, why are you even dealing? Why did you have to wait this long?
I was supposed to have it done in September, but then, you know, stuff happened. Yeah. And here we are. But now Vaughn is home to help me through this.
And it kind of worked out good time-wise.
Kind of, but I don't really want to go in with COVID running rampant right now. You know, have a surgery and then have to spend the night. Oh, it's an orthopedic clinic, so at least it's not a bunch of sick people on the floor with me. And then I can recover at home for 6 weeks. I'll be back January 11th.
Yeah.
Oh God, ding and dong, you're stuck with us for a long time.
What do you mean stuck?
Yeah, I mean, we can't go into this just thinking it's going to be a big failure, Des.
No, it's going to be great, and I can't wait. And people are looking forward to this.
January 11th, we can all have a good chuckle about how bad it was, but until then... We
Guys,
have to be promising.
I have an announcement.
Okay, Des.
I have to get my arm removed. It really...
Your arm? Which one?
Yeah, it's my right one.
What happened to it?
Oh, God. It's, you know, what always sets into my sides and my shoulders
is
and my neck.
Is it arm cancer?
Yes!
Is it in the elbow?
It's like sort of all over.
Not the bow cans.
Yeah, it's everywhere.
Metastasized all through your arm. Your right arm. How will you ever... eat.
How will I eat? You know where there's a will, there's a way.
Yeah. Face first.
In a trough.
Yeah. So anyway, that's the news. Got to do this. And
I'm sorry.
Hey, the good news is I have an amazing surgeon. This guy, if you say his name, anybody who's gone through something like this, they've heard the name Dr. Owen O'Neill at Twin Cities Orthopedics. And they're like, oh my gosh. That guy's amazing. I've heard great stuff about him. Oh, I have relatives who've had a surgery with him. They're doing great. I've gotten emails this morning from people who are like, oh, you're in good hands. And I agree.
Like, yeah. I know, because he took great care of me before.
Oh, yeah.
And do it again.
I mean, to go from a 9 out of 10 on the pain scale to a 0, and 3 years later, still a 0. 0 issues, 0 pain, 0 problems. If I can do that one more time... Woo!
Oh, man, you are going to be running all over the place.
Yeah, it'll be fun.
Yeah, so. Maybe you'll run marathons.
No. No, definitely not.
Maybe a 5K.
Nope. I have no interest in running, honestly.
No, I hate running. Running is...
I just want to walk. I want to go walk around. You know what I want to do is go travel to cities and just walk around. That's what I want to do. Go to Europe and walk through these cities and see the sights. That's what I miss doing.
Oh.
So, yeah. When it's safe to travel again.
I know. This is good because you'll be recovering during some of the toughest times.
Yeah.
True.
So you'll just be at home.
Yeah. So anyway, that's the news. Got that out of the way. Let's reflect back on the last four decades. Songs that Dez knows.
Oh, God. It always comes to... Well, now I'm... Nope.
Let's see how many of these you know, Dez. Here we go.
Number one. This week in music history, 40 years ago.
Lady.
Prom theme.
Kenny Rogers, Dez.
Oh, I do love this song.
30 years ago.
Oh.
To heal when you're hurting so much. You wouldn't think that I was blind.
Oh.
Oh, Destiny's Child, Independent Woman.
Yeah. 10 years ago.
Oh.
We'll be forever young.
Kesha?
Kesha was number one.
Gross. Even Kesha's like, yuck.
That's terrible.
She did make weird noises in her songs.
Oh, did she ever? Okay, well, we had fun on Dirty Little Secrets today. Could you believe all of the curses people wanted to put out there?
Oh, there's some doozies, too.
Right?
Glad I'm not on their bleep list.
Okay, we have some leftover curses you've got to hear. Also, the perfect gift to give your loved one. Have no fear, Jimmy Dean is here.
What?
That's a thing, buddy?
This is the best. Okay. I mean, this is awesome, guys.
All right, coming up, Crisco, Dez, and Ryan, After Hours.
The 2020 holidays are going to be a little different this year. A little quieter. A little smaller. As we rethink our holidays, Mall of America rethought Thanksgiving week. Introducing 8 days of giving, kicking off our holiday season with generosity and community in mind. Each day focuses on a different kind of giving, from supporting charities to shopping locally owned stores to treating yourself with kindness too. And it's all at Mall of America. Get giving and celebrating at mallofamerica.com.
Time for
Crisco, Dez, and Ryan.
I'll let you on a little secret.
I'll keep you my dirty little secret.
Secrets.
So if you could curse someone, how would you do it? We just thought it'd be kind of fun. Maybe people say, curse you!
Yes.
I would like to see Governor Walz cursed with doorknobs that won't turn, so he's locked down in his own house and can't earn a living. Tainted!
Tainted?
Oh, they tainted him and cursed him. They are mad.
Ooh, it's a double doozy.
I get it. It's gotta suck. I understand. If you're in that business that's being forced to shut down, it's not fair.
I know.
It's not fair. That's why they need to compensate these people who are being told you can't work. It's not your fault.
No.
You have to be taken care of somehow.
God, this sucks.
Yep. If I could curse a certain someone, I would have the head-on applied directly to the forehead commercial play in their mind on a loop. I don't understand that.
I don't get that one either.
Head on, apply directly to the forehead commercial.
I don't
understand
that
curse. That's a weird curse.
It's bad, though.
It means something to them.
Okay. I would curse COVID on my bosses who are not taking it seriously and are angry about the mandates. Maybe care about people beside yourself. That's a thought or whatever.
Possibility, maybe.
Yeah. You would curse COVID on someone. Jeez. I hear it's so bad that you would never want to curse it on your worst enemy.
Ooh, yeah, that's a tough one to want to curse anybody with.
Yeah, but, hey, if the bosses didn't take it seriously, you deserve it. A big bowl full of COVID.
Ew. Ew, that tastes sick.
I would curse my ex's wife to be hateful toward him so I could have him back.
Oh, you want him back.
Wow. Okay.
That we took a roundabout way to get there.
Yeah, that was a weird one. I would curse the traffic light. It'll never turn green until you use your signal.
Oh funny.
That's funny. Why won't it turn green? Put your signal on. Ah, there you go.
Oh, got it. I unlocked it now.
I would curse every pedophile and rapist out there with erectile dysfunction and dysentery. That I fully stand behind. That's great. Could we inject them with it so that, well, they do actually. They chemically neuter these people.
Let's do it.
Yeah, right. I curse my husband's ex-wife to have her daughter turn on her and not want anything to do with her, just like she got her to do to her dad.
Oh, boy.
Oh, nasty. These are very creative curses.
I hope they never want to curse us.
Dez?
Uh-oh.
It's time now for your curse. Let's hear how bad you can get. Curse them. Oh, come on, Dez. Curse somebody.
Ooh. Come on.
Anyone. Put a curse on someone right now, Dezzers.
Passport guy.
Think of anybody I hate. I don't even hate him. I don't even care about him
just
anymore. All right. I mean, I curse you so bad that every time you fit into your skinny jeans, by the time you get out of your car to go to that place you're going, thinking you look all hot, they're too tight, and your tummy's flopping over them. Take that and rewind it back.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
I don't want to be a part of this podcast anymore.
Maybe every time when you're so mean to people, every time you fall and you smack your face, and then you're like, ouch, and nobody helps you get up. Curses.
Who is this to?
That was to nobody.
It's to someone. If she had someone she wanted to curse. Those were savage.
Thank you.
Yeah, you really gave it to them.
Boy, did you ever.
I mean,
I am shaking in my little boots.
I mean, imagine that little belly flopping over.
That sucks.
Yeah, that.
I mean, that is. I mean,
that's a curse. Ask any woman. Do you want that?
They'll say
hell to the no.
Somebody has cursed me.
Oh, shoot.
Did you get cursed?
Oh, darn it.
Oh, geez. Sorry about that, Dezzers. Okay. Well, just in time for the holidays, you need that perfect gift for your loved one. Grisco wants you to know that Jimmy Dean is here.
Okay. Yes. This is a piece of audio that really explains it better than I could. Anything your heart desires.
Okay.
For Jimmy Dean's. Are you a fan of Jimmy Dean's? Anybody?
No, I'm not.
I like a nice Jimmy Dean.
I could go without it. I don't need Jimmy's sausages. Yuck.
No, what about Jimmy's sausage-inspired gifts?
No.
Because that's what we're going
with here.
I don't
want any sausage-inspired anything.
I don't know. You listen to these gifts and tell me that there's not one on the list for the Big Rye guy.
Okay. I can confirm even without hearing it.
Is there a turkey sausage?
Not on my list.
Well, I guess.
I don't want any sausage-related items.
I'm going to have to get that sausage pillow returned pretty promptly.
Yeah.
Okay.
Tis the season for the Jimmy Dean Recipe Gift Exchange. When you cook a sausage recipe to get a sausage gift, like sausage mint bark, sausage buds, jig sausage puzzle, sausage patty sled, glass sausage ornament, and of course, sausage scented wrapping paper. One of these gifts can be yours, but you better get cooking because supplies are limited.
Ugh, yuck.
You don't want a sausage little ornament?
No.
But now we know what to get Grisco for Christmas.
I mean, come on, the sausage wrapping paper?
This is the biggest hint.
Oh, that is so sick, buddy. Tell me you're not getting this.
I'm not getting it because I'm not sending him a recipe, but you wouldn't. I mean, if you're a fan of sausage, and I know Ryan is not, if you're a fan of sausage, you would think that would be a great gift to unwrap it and smell sausage.
No, pal, nobody wants that for Christmas.
Clearly somebody does if they're doing this whole campaign for it.
Oh, they just started. We don't know if they have any takers.
They have sausage-scented wrapping paper.
I mean, seriously.
Come on.
There's a thing for somebody all over the world, like the log that smells like KFC chicken.
Yuck. I mean,
come out, Dez. Like, you don't like the smell of chicken?
I do, but I don't want it in my home.
I might want
it right before I eat it.
I want the scent of spruce,
mm-hmm.
pine.
Yes, we have that at home right now.
Right? That's what I want.
I want this peppermint.
Peppermint.
Oh, yes.
Oh, I do like peppermint. I agree with you. Those are all great smells, but it's not like, oh my gosh, and now you have a log that smells like Monte Carlo wings. You're going to go, oh,
no,
sick.
I don't want that.
Oh, yes, you do.
No,
come
I don't.
On. Yes, you do.
I don't.
Buddy.
I can tell you I don't. Okay. That is gross. That's disgusting. I want like nice scents.
So you don't have anything that smells like lemon or anything that smells like.
No. Why would you burn lemon candles at home?
If it smells like lemon, everybody loves lemon.
I have vetiver, cedarwood.
What is vetiver?
Vetiver?
Yeah, I don't know.
The scent, vetiver?
Vetiver.
It's a woodsy scent.
Ooh,
it's very masculine. What?
Ooh, it's so manly, vetiver.
Oh, okay. Why did you just do your shoulder roll at me?
No, it seems sexy.
What? No.
What that seems scents? Sexy.
Well, like a nice tobacco leather kind of a smell with
okay,
that
Harry
cedar
Styles.
Wood smell.
Yum.
What? It smells like a man. My apartment reeks of masculinity.
Yeah, it does. I walk by that door and I'm like, dude, there are men that live there.
Yeah.
Two with two little tiny dogs.
Oh. Okay.
Wait.
Okay, don't you dare make fun of OG and Gatsby.
You know what? I'm glad your belly flops over your pants.
Yeah, Dez, take that.
Yeah.
Joke's on you. My pants are so high right now, my belly goes right underneath.
You look like a kangaroo with your belly.
Pouch.
That's great. You and your little Joey in there.
Yeah. Oh, God, no. There's no Joey in there. Thank God. Well, thank you for listening to our podcast. Make sure you download Pod MN, because for listening, you can win things like restaurant gift cards, shopping gift cards, and some cool experiences through Pod MN.
I get to go home because Vaughn just tested COVID negative. Woo! COVID negative. He's out of quarantine, yes! Everybody. Bye. Yes!